where the fun begins. This is where the fun begins. This is where the fun. This is where the fun. This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
This is where the fun begins.
Who's the big guy with the muscles?
Hello, everybody. What is going on? Welcome to Toy Anxiety, brought to you by Noah's Arcade, our new sponsor.
Oh, he's hip. He's cool.
Yeah. I just opened my mouth and out it came.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. My name is Craig Goldberg. It is Tuesday night. It's 9:30. Abigail Gardner, welcome back.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I took a little break last week. I missed everybody.
People
so
were
much.
Not happy.
Yeah, that I liked that, actually. keep complaining. Yeah.
Whoa, hold on. Music's back. Abby was in the other room going, I want to know every time somebody demands my presence. I'm mm-hmm. keeping a tab. Mm-hmm. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show, Abigail.
I'll just start texting you.
Welcome back. Man, there's already a bunch of people here. We appreciate you being here, joining us live on a Tuesday night. We're going to go ahead and tell you to hit that like button because we do have a giveaway tonight that I'm excited to talk about here in just a few minutes.
Oh, shit.
And I don't know how many likes we need to unlock the giveaway, but when we circle around to Jacob Walsh, we'll ask him. But let's do our intros first. And you know what? Let me mix it up a little bit. Let me start with me. Craig, how are you? Pretty good. Having a good day. No, I'm just kidding. All the way from Vancouver, British Columbia, the man who's literally matching. He's got a Ghostbusters hat and shirt on. Looks like we're looking for logical fandom commentary tonight. Ryan Dole, what's up, man?
Nothing. I heard there's a new Ghostbusters radio show, and I'm so excited. I hope they bring me on the show. I don't know if they know, but I worked on Ghostbusters Answer the Call.
You did, and Morbius.
I think I would be a great candidate to be a guest on a show on the regular, just to talk and give them my experience and expertise on working on a Ghostbusters film.
You know what? From time to time, I will get an email or a message from somebody asking to be on the podcast. And I just want to put this out there to the world. Don't do that. It's almost a surefire no. I mean,
the only way is for us to ask you.
Yeah, we'll ask you.
Yeah, so don't worry. This new Ghostbusters radio show, I don't think it's these guys. So I'm hoping whoever it is, they hear my prayers.
Oh, man.
They'll put me on as a special guest on a Ghostbusters show. But with that said, too, I also have to say, why do we almost say the most funniest shit right before we go on the air?
Because that's
the way to do it.
This is where the fun actually stops. As soon as we go live. Yeah.
You have to have fun before the fun begins.
There you go.
Because it also reminded me of, I don't know if you guys watch the Boba Squadron, which is like Polly's like breakdown of the Mandalorian on toying around with Kevin and Yoko and Ernie. And on Monday, they put their little like end screen up, but their mics were still on. And you can hear Yoko going, oh, I don't think it's a, I don't know if this is a good time to bring this up. But then you hear Kevin, and then it goes off live. And it was like,
that's amazing.
The funniest thing. I was
I love
like,
it.
That's,
you gotta be
they
careful.
They do it too. They do it.
Yeah. I love to play within that time. See what I can get out.
Well, Ryan, we appreciate you being here. And thank you for all your tremendous work on Ghostbusters Answer the Call and other movies too.
Sure.
Jacob Walsh, what's up, man? How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. And you know, Ryan, maybe you will get invited on to the Ghostbusters radio show if you actually show up and not just hang out in the chat like the Mando show. Where we needed
fair.
You. Mm-hmm.
We needed you.
The mission failed.
Yes.
That's fair.
It's very much like me playing Shadows of the Empire N64. Can't get past the first level. No idea what I'm doing. Jacob, man, what's up? Hey. How's your week going?
It's very early in the week, so it's good. Short week this week because we got a toy show this weekend.
Got a toy show this weekend.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
You guys need to go hang out with Pixel Dan.
We're going to see Pixel Dan. He's going to be there.
He got replaced, but we'll get into that.
I heard there's some.
He got taken down a notch.
Did he? I don't think that's true.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did. I checked my Toys of Masters of the Universe book from Dark Horse.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I looked at it today and I saw that his name fade off there, like Back to the Future.
Oh,
and then
stop
Geek
it.
Dad Jay showed up. It was wild.
Oh, man. You know, image photograph fakery, whatever Doc Brown says. No, we love Pixel Dan. He is a guest at Toylana. We're excited that he's going to be out there. Abigail.
Yeah.
You're back.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm better than ever. I'm really excited to go buy some toys. Like, I feel the itch. This is like the first year that I'll be going to this convention with the need for Calico Critters. I don't think it's been as like strong within me in the past. So I'm excited to go and see what kind of families they might have, because I've never really looked for that before.
I like that. So hopefully. See those families. And by the way, I should let everybody know, we will be at Toylana this week and we're super excited about it. And if you are part of the YHS Patreon, we do have Extreme Toy Anxiety after the episode tonight. And I will be going over my hunt list. I made a hunting list and I'm going to be talking about
it. You got to make sure you pronounce that H.
Hunt. It's a hunt list. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely different perspective going into the toy show this year. I'm a man on a mission, much like King Mabel. Okay. So
we'll see.
We'll see.
You're a man on a mission to buy a random
whatever strikes your fancy
toy line that you've never thought about before.
No, that's why I made the list. That's why I made the list.
Nope. Unfortunately, I think it's the same list as Jacob, where they're both going to be. One's gonna have to start on one end, one's gonna have to start on the other, and see who gets the most Ken or Batman along the way.
Oh, it's like Lady of the Tramp, but Ken or Batman. I love it.
Ken or Batman. Oh, that's hot. I would kiss everybody along the way. Like,
we both have a quick change, Batman. We're
Ken or Batman? Ken or Batman?
You know what I might buy? The Batman 89 comic book hardcover is out. Get the whole collection. I kind of want that. That's on sale on Amazon because the quick change back
from Amazon. Support your local comic shop, you dipshit.
No, we Amazon Comics in Atlanta.
Yeah, it's a small shop. We've been going there for years.
Yeah, yeah.
You wouldn't say that if you've been in their local comic shop.
You'd be like logging into Amazon. Hey, listen. Before we get to the chat and say hi, Jacob, how many likes do we need to unlock tonight's giveaway, which is on brand? I can show you what the giveaway is. I have.
Is it toys? Because that's on brand.
This is part of our topic tonight. Motu Origins. Are you in or out? This might clue everybody into where I stand. Tonight's giveaway. The Sunman 3-pack. Now, I think Jake even told me the other day he wants it. This is the Sunman and the Rulers of the Sun 3-pack with Pighead Sunman and Space Sumo. A really cool 3-pack. Hey, how many likes do we have to
give it a like, Ryan?
Hit. To unlock this giveaway tonight.
You know, we already got 184 people in here. We're going to do it easy and do it, you know, do a smooth, even 193.
I love it.
All right.
193.
All right.
There's going to be an additional piece to this giveaway. I'll get to that in just a little bit.
It's Craig's entire Origins collection.
No, it's not. Well, should I? Okay. Let me just get this out of the way. Let me go ahead. I am getting out of, Origins, but I will tell everybody my reasonings later.
Because it's canceled.
Because it got canceled.
Needs a video, right? Why I'm quitting?
Yes,
Masters of the Universe Origins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everything's for
everything
a video.
Needs a, yes.
Like 100%. If Abby ever leaves me, she'll make a video. Is like why I'm done leaving with Craig.
Yes.
Yeah. No, there'd be no critters. Shock face. We'd all know.
Okay, so listen. What I'm saying is, I'm getting out of Origins, but I do have pre-ordered Eternia, the crowdfund. So what I'm doing, if you've been following YHS, I'm raffling it off for $10 a raffle ticket, only 100 people max, 1 out of 100 chance to win. If that's something you're interested in, I have to hit the 100 to unlock the raffle. Yes, Ryan.
But can people enter more than once?
Absolutely.
So let's say Allison Troy, she's in the chat. She loves Masters of the Universe. She'd love an Eternia.
Yeah.
She would like to be me. She would love to have an Eternia with a working track.
Sure.
The whole bit. And she's like, I want to up my ante. I want to throw in $50 and put in 5 entries. Can she do that?
Up her ante Eternia He-Man?
Now.
She wants to ante up.
Yes, Jacob.
Can I buy a ticket and possibly win so I can sell it after?
Here's the thing. We've had at the Royal Rumble, I think Ryan and Jake were the raffle winners. So yeah.
Me and you were the winners.
Yeah, we won our own raffle. So here's the thing. No. But
I got told no. I even put claim and Craig was like, no.
I'm not dealing with it. So here we go. I'm putting the link. This is the form. If you, I'm not taking money until we hit the 100 this week, and we're about halfway there. So if you are interested in getting into the raffle, fill out the form one time for each entry. Once we hit the 100, I will be emailing you to request the, it's actually not a raffle. It's a waffle. That's what they call them. So you skim around the legalities.
Waffle party.
It's a waffle
party. Can I point something out here in the chat here? Something, Craig, quickly?
Sure.
This whole setup has just been to do raffles. Well, clearly yes. Jason Woods has taken his magic mind because he's sharp and on the ball today. So thank you, Jason Woods, for using the code Toy Anxiety.
It doesn't matter. That sponsorship's over.
It's no over,
more magic mind.
So we can say whatever we want.
So listen.
Oh, well, magic mind. When you want to call us out and you have no doubt, magic mind.
Listen, this is what I will say. I would not be talking about some dumb ass raffle if I didn't think a 1 out of 100 chance to win an Eternia, that's pretty good.
It's
pretty cool.
Yeah.
So listen, if you want to get in, get in. If you don't, whatever. We'll talk about it. You're not going to win. Sorry. There you go. Okay.
If you don't want to win, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Read the sign. Oh,
can we put that on there?
And also, this is not charity. This is for profit for me. Double my money. And you might win an Eternia.
I don't know if you're going to. Are you going to double?
Wow. He just like throws it out there, eh? Like,
it's $500. Double my money. Well, but it's going to cost a lot.
Then again, these people are only getting 1 for 10 if they win.
Right. It's actually going to take the price down of the Eternia. Like, did you hear one sold for $10?
Craig's going to be responsible for fucking up the.
Yeah. The market. That's always been his dream goal. He tried doing that with Ghostbusters, like, what was it, Afterlife, where he's just like, these dildo traps going to be $500, $500, Craig, I'm going to control the market.
Craig's teaming up with the guru to get the line canceled.
Yeah.
Nice. Inside job.
Why would they be selling Eternias for $10? If the line wasn't canceled, I'm going to cover the shipping, or the shipping is covered in this. As long as you're in the continental U.S., please don't live in California. yeah. And obviously it doesn't ship till next year. So anyways, okay. Great opportunity. It's a great opportunity. Also, let me just announce this. If we hit the 193 likes, the winner of this Sunman 3-pack, I'll give you the 100th entry. So you could win an Eternia just for hitting a like.
Tonight, you're going to give away the 100th entry?
Yeah. I don't know if we'll, you know, but also.
Craig, maybe you need some magic mind today.
If we don't hit 100 by the end of day tomorrow, then it's being much like putting Snow White back into the Disney vault.
When maybe you're not okay and you're giving things away,
Craig doesn't want that Eternia.
Dude, I'm not going to be able to ship it to California. I will drive it to California before I ship this damn thing to California. No, what I'll probably end up doing, to be completely honest, is I'll get with Mattel Creations and change the shipping address. And it'll go directly to you.
That'd be the easiest
thing. I want to make it clear, though. Canadians can still enter. They have to pay half the shipping.
Hey, if you're in Canada, I will ship it to the border, and you can deal with the border agents. Like, hey, we had a big box, eh? Says it's a whole castle, eh? I don't know. All right, can we talk about something else now? I'm feeling superstitious.
Sure. Super what?
Superstitious? Let's say hi to the chat. Davey Sock Rocker, I'll meet you in Austin. Monsters from Beyond, kind of like Monsters in My Pocket.
I like that.
Kind of like Monsters in My Pocket.
Yeah, and also, Ryan came up with a great name. Jake, if you guys ever decide to start another podcast on monsters. Monsters in my podcast. Okay, there you go.
I'm starting my own show. It's about Godzilla.
Did we intro Abby? You said hi.
Yeah, I think so. You kind of got to me.
We did.
Hello, everyone. It's really great to be here. Thank you for all the kind words in the chat that you've said.
Hey, there's a lot of people here.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Even when she's here, she's not here.
No, she's here. She's 100% here. I'm sorry. Do you have anything else? No, she is here. I did intro her because you talked about going to Calico Critters and Toy Anxiety and all that. Lana, whatever though.
Yeah, Toy Lana, Calico Critters.
By the way, Toy Anxiety was not invited to Toy Lanta, but Pixel Dan was. So anyway.
We got press passes.
Yeah, we have press passes.
Yeah, we kind of were.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Soulcraft, what if we talk you out of getting out of Origins? Stranger things have happened. Team Molly, AJ Quick. I hate toys. That's a good name. Flash is here. Chris Kenny says he ordered 10 Motu figures today. Thanks for hosting tonight. This is a great channel. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Silver K, Jessica Parker, TMNT Dad, Chris Hernandez, Maker and Geek, Jack Knight, Lawrence Dwayne, McFly Toys, Dora Laxon, Tony Taylor, Nolan is here, Jason Grahosky. Let's see. We already said hi to Davey and Monsters from Beyond. Ryan is here. Ryan PL Pie DeLu. Sorry about that. Thanos Copter, Payne's Toy Samples. Vasco is here. SoCal, still one of my favorite people in the world. He helped me secure my holy grail.
Yeah, he doesn't have to pay for shipping.
No, I had to pay for the shipping, but it was a lot. So it's all good. Highly articulated Thunderhouse design.
Hold on.
Zachary Crago is here. Wow. What, Jake? What's going on?
I was just looking at that comment. He said he won a pair of the Jaws Jason Edmondson Eyes Without a Face prints for a $10.
Who raffle. Did?
Whoever you just had. I didn't even see the name, but whoever was on the screen just then.
Was it Lawrence? Seems like something he would win.
Was it? It might have been Lawrence. I didn't catch the name.
Ray Alonzo says, give me more Radium Jaw. Cool. New track dropping Friday.
We got a fan.
Okay. Let's get into it. We had some pickups this week. I know I have pickups for the first time in
Thunderhouse. It was Thunderhouse.
Thunderhouse design. Very cool. Very cool.
Hey, do you got the shark? I need that shark.
Yeah, we need that shark, Thunderhouse. Don't hog it. Okay.
Don't gatekeep sharks.
Shark. Okay. Let's
don't be a toxic fan, Thunderhausen.
Thunderhausen, is that what you called it?
That's what I keep calling. I call it Thunderhausen on Gotham City Tonight.
Well, here's the thing. We don't gatekeep sharks, but we do get into a gated cage to deal with them. I wish I didn't say anything I just said. Okay, I hate Leo. Myself right now. Would you call me? Idio?
Nothing.
First, Leonardo.
Last week.
Hey, Leo, so same thing.
Part of your name. Yeah.
Yeah. Last week it was women in freezers, and today it's like putting people in cages. Like, what is it, Craig? What's happening?
We have a $2 super chat. Hey, where's Jay and John Doles here? Not Geek Dad Life. Yes. No, this is
they're all that I'm all they could afford.
All right, let's get into some pickups. Ryan, do you have any pickups this week?
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
I got pickups.
Well, that French is coming out of that French Canadian, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, there's dude, French is a dead language. Okay. This is not a toy, but this is something very, very Toy Anxiety brand.
Okay.
I got this trade called Star Wars Ewoks.
Wow.
And it takes place months before the events of Return of the Jedi. And it's all the characters from the Ewoks cartoon. And it tells you how they're dealing with the Empire moving in on the forest moon of Endor. And also what's happening with the Dulaks during that time and why we don't see them in Return of the Jedi.
Huh. Interesting. So
that's very cool.
I want to see that movie.
It's me too. It's very cool, right? Like it's Princess Nisa, Paplo, Dulaks. It's everybody. They throw it through in some of the toys that we don't see in the movie in there as well. It's just, it's really well done. It's about 10 years old, 20 years old, I think. 10 or 20 years old.
Oh, okay. So I thought, so okay.
It is not new. I've been trying to track it down for like about a few years now. And it finally showed up at a used bookstore. So I grabbed it right away. So I just want to recommend this for all you Ewok fans out there. This is like a lot of fun.
We're basically the number one Ewok toy show.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think we were even got a shout out on StarWars.com.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
we were like, if you like,
happened.
Yeah, if you like collecting Ewoks, check out Toy Anxiety on YouTube. And I was like,
I remember reading that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like there was a big shout out. I think Patrick gave us a shout out at Celebration. It was wild. 100%. Anyways, speaking of Star Wars, this finally showed up on Canadian Amazon like 10 years later. I don't know why, but you know.
Oh, my comic book store's up there? Wow.
Obi-Wan. Oh, cool.
The Obi-Wan 3-pack, because I love Obi-Wan, and I love the show, and I love Jawas that steal toys from people and then try to resell them. He's a flipper. That there. Mm-hmm. What's his name? Tika. Tika's a flipper. But yeah. So I'm stoked I got that. I'll just finish up, because it's going to be pretty quick. It's pretty small.
Ryan finishes quick.
I'm going to finish up. It's going to be pretty quick. It's pretty small. Is that the first time you've said those three sentences back to back to back?
No.
Live online?
Yeah.
Maybe. Okay. Yeah. Maybe. For those who don't know and are just like dirty, filthy Americans, Canada is getting these at dollar stores for $5 a pop.
Marvel Legend Retro.
The Marvel Legends Retros 3.75 Star Wars Legacy Scale figures. I grabbed Falcon because it was there. I grabbed Mr. Fantastic because it was there. I grabbed Venom because it was there.
Mm-hmm.
I grabbed Wolverine because it was there. We all love Wolverine. Plus the packaging art.
You grabbed Wolverine because he's your.
You're explaining why those things are canceled. Because it was there. I bought it because it was a dollar. It was there.
It was there. So I just bought it. Not a big deal. And because I also saw them next to it, I also grabbed the Batman Forever Hot Wheels.
Oh, cool.
Before the Hot Wheels collectors got in there and dug around and touched it.
Hey, I saw this guy the other day at Target, this Hot Wheels collector. It was the funniest. It was so funny seeing him go through every single Hot Wheels on the thing. He had them all lined up on the floor. Like, he had four of each one, and he was inspecting the cards to, like, find the perfect condition.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, he's having a good time.
It was pretty cool. And then I stepped on them. I did not. Super chat from TMNT Dad. Ryan, I'll challenge you. My Avengers Marvel Legends versus your X-Men Legends. Let's book our card. Ooh.
But I have mostly X-Men Legends. Oh, no, that's what he said. His Avengers Legends.
Yeah.
He's toast. He's done. I have a Sentinel. What do you have? You don't even have a Hasbro yet. You're done.
Thank you so much. Done.
What?
Happy belated birthday, Jacob.
Thank you.
Oh, shit. Happy birthday, Jacob.
Yeah, dude. Bring it in all year.
Ryan, your birthday's in 3 days.
Yeah, it's coming up quick.
Oh, cool.
It's awesome. Coming up.
The old Happy Friday. Birthday. The old Friday. All right,
we'll hold on to Jacob's birthday until then. Do you have any other pickups?
No, that's it.
Okay. I've got a couple. Abby, do you have anything this week?
I don't.
Oh, man.
Don't.
I'm
just here to hang out with the chat this week and enjoy everyone's company.
That's nice.
And I'm enjoying it, yeah.
I'll show off a couple things, and then we'll get over to Jake. Okay, so I was at the store. let me set this up.
Greg went to the store.
And this is the first time seeing anything from this line. It's not a line I'm going to collect, but I am going to buy this one figure. You'll understand why in a second. This is the Spin Masters Keaton Batman 3 3/4. The whole wave has, like, you know, Supergirl and Flash and Dark Flash and things I don't really care about, especially in this, you know.
This, I wish.
What? Can we put Venus under Jacob? Hey, you want to talk about a next mutation?
Good one. Also, thank you, Davey. Appreciate that.
So, anyways. I picked up this cool little figure. I've got, like, a little shelf of random 3 3/4 figures from different lines. I've got those. I've got a couple RoboCops and just some random stuff. He'll go over there. But... pretty cool.
Now, is that the one with the rounded ears, or has he got pointy ears?
No, this actually, I know you probably can't.
They're
see
pretty
it.
Pointy. They look this pretty pointy from
this
here.
This is a pretty good sculpt for a $10 3 3/4 figure. pretty cool. Gonna open
these
that
were
later.
Five Canadian, Craig.
Wow,
that's like a dollar.
How are you able to buy so many at once?
I don't know.
Okay, next up, I found this guy. You might know him from such movies as The Fugitive, 6 Days, Seven Nights, directed by Ivan Reitman. Of course, my personal favorite, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Yeah, that's right. The Indiana Jones retro figures are here. Jacob, I know I'm not doing this to make you upset. You will find these this week,
yeah,
I promise you.
I know I will.
But
I'm excited they're out.
Now, Abby, we also saw the whip.
Yeah, that's a whip.
You guys didn't buy it?
We saw it, but...
It's a piece of toy tube history. You need it.
Hey, let's get it this weekend. Let's all get whips.
That's a whip.
All right, so I got Indy. These are, I think, $15. Maybe I think Hasbro put out a notice that they're actually dropping the price to like $12 or something like that. So these are great. Indy, I got my man Taut. He's not my man. Yeah. He's a bad guy.
Don't claim him.
I'm not claiming him.
Yeah.
Although
not your dude.
He's not your guy at all.
Well, listen, everyone knows my heritage, and a lot of people don't know this. My family are
can't
do it. I'm just not going there tonight. I want to say, I'll say it on Extreme. It's been my favorite joke this week.
Thank you. Oh my God. That you're gonna,
okay. Belloc in his soft goods. Look at that.
So soft.
Ooh, his pajamas. Soft goods. He looks like he's, hey, hold on. Can you pull him up again?
I can.
His outfit looks like when you're a kid and you're trying to do a Star Wars Darth Vader costume, but you have to use like the clothes that already exist in your house.
Yeah.
Like that box he's wearing is like that's his mom's purse.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, it's kind of like Darth Vader's,
Yeah. And his staff is just like a shovel.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then I got Marion Ravenwood, who Abby made fun of me. We were watching Raiders of the Lost Ark the other night, and I went, what was my exact quote? I went, she is striking.
Holy yeah.
She is. I do not have the
first time watching Raiders.
Shut the fuck up. Okay. I do not have the German mechanic Hal Clay figure, but I will pick that up as well. So almost the full wave.
But didn't you see that toy?
So I did a classic, toy hunting thing where I saw him by himself and I was like, I'm not going to just buy this figure. And then later in the day,
will he be there?
I assume so.
We will be brushing elbows with the elites.
Oh yeah. It's going to be like when we go to the top deck of the Titanic.
I'm going to bring my finest khaki.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Let's, I'll show off one more thing and then, Jacob, I'll cut to you. I found the NECA, Dracula figure.
Ooh.
This is an awesome figure. I really like the Universal Monsters line. We all know, if you watch the Jefferies, you know how big of a fan we are of this line. So happy to get Dracula. I'm collecting the, not the black and white ones, but the full color versions. These are great. All right, Jake.
Yeah, I just got two things in, and I got them both from Phantasm Toys.
I love Phantasm Toys.
Dude, I wanted to say thank you to Beducci and Tony Taylor for sending me this package. But first of all, I got a slime ball.
You nice. Did? That's a class 10 slime ball.
I mean, okay. I needed it. I needed slime ball. But the thing that I'm super excited about, that like, no lie, this is a special thing. I believe I got their first baby Secret of the Lost Legend figure.
I love that.
I mean it when I say this is special to me, because I really love this movie, and it feels like one of those movies that a lot of people don't know about. I think it was, Beducci had posted, he did kind of like a sculpt of this guy, and he was just doing it for fun. I don't think this was something they were originally going to offer as a toy. And I messaged him and I said, hey man, how much money do I have to pay you to get one of these? Because I love this movie. And he said, you know what? We're going to make you one. And then they ended up doing a run. I think you can buy them. I don't know if you still can, but they did do a run. This is awesome. I'm going to open this as soon as we're done for the night, and I'm going to put it with my other baby stuff. I love this movie so much. I just want to say thanks to those guys.
So I just put the link to
message Tony Taylor right now and be like, man, I love Gulper Ghost. That's my favorite ghost.
Yeah, you just like you start like dropping like, you know, it would be a really cool figure. No, I really think that's great. It is available on their site. I wonder who owns the rights to Baby. Like, we can make this an officially licensed figure.
That would be amazing, because you know what? There's zero toys for Baby. There were little the little candy, you know, heads. Pez, which go, yeah. Well, they weren't Pez, but you know, Ghostbusters and Little Shop of Horrors had the little rubber candy things where you like take the plug off the bottom and they were full of candy. They had two of those for Baby. There was an inflatable Baby, but it was like a promotional item. And there were cards. That was it. There was no kind of toys or anything like that. There were some kids' books, but that's it. There wasn't a ton of stuff. So this is the only toy that exists.
Very cool.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That's awesome. Great job.
Chad is talking about Dirty Dancing Ultimates. I want to put that out there.
Oh, because of Baby?
You don't put the toy in
there. Nobody put Baby in the corner.
Well, I'm talking about Ultimates. They just brought up the reference of Dirty Dancing. Jacob, I was like, well, I want Dirty Dancing Ultimates.
If I was Jake, I'd just be a defiant human being. I'd put that fucking thing right in the corner. That's what I would do. That's great. Tony, good job. Packaging's cool.
Yeah, very cool. I appreciate it.
Okay, let me wrap up here with my last couple pickups, and then we'll get on with the rest of the show. We appreciate you guys being here. How many likes are we at, Abigail?
Oh, let me tell you.
Tell me.
In just a moment. As we're getting the information,
it's coming.
A 142.
All right, so we're getting there. If we get 193 likes, we'll have that giveaway. Okay, I was able to pick up some of the NECA Holothon Turtles products. So first we have Chakahachi and Lotus, two of my favorites. very cool figures.
Those are cool looking.
I mean, listen, the Holothon is wild. You got to be judicious with your purchases. Gets expensive quick. We've got Mona Lisa and Dirk Savage, who my running joke was Dirk Savage was Jay Key's wrestling name. very cool. Abby, I don't know if you want to look at those. And then I also got...
Do I?
From the files of Pizza Squad, Rex One Ultimate. This is a badass figure.
There he is.
Ryan, I just assume you're about to say something.
Something like, does it come in Firefighter?
About those bell bottoms?
Oh, yeah.
This is a cool figure, man. Yeah. This is a cool figure. Obviously, packaging art is incredible. I love these, like, kind of throwback to the old VHS style. Congratulations.
I do have a joke I'm going to make during Extreme for that.
Yeah, we're saving the jokes for the after show.
Yeah, we're saving jokes now. We're putting jokes behind the paywall, folks.
Yeah, all of our jokes are behind the paywall, so.
Yeah. We're going to start off shows like, hey, guys, welcome to the show. You know, a cop, a firefighter, and a paramedic walk into a toy store. Find out the rest on the after show.
How to hook them, yeah.
You gotta hook them.
Jokes on Extreme, Magic Mind here. Which do you prefer?
I saw a couple of people complaining about the Magic Mind ads, and I did not reply, but I wanted to be like, I'm sorry that there was a 3-minute ad in your free entertainment.
Wow. Hey, welcome to the internet. Sometimes people want to pay us to say stuff and we're going to do it.
There you go. We'll say it's anything. True.
They paid us.
We'll say anything. If you pay us anything, Magic Mind.
okay. So we've got some news. Let's talk about this Masters of the Universe, news. Congratulations to, all of the sites and the influencers who were included in the Origins reveals. And a lot of people did great work. Pixel Dan, The Fwoosh, amongst others. But we got to say, our good friend Jay and John, our good friends, I should say, at Geek Dad Life, did an amazing job with this reveal and their live stream. I was super stoked that they got the opportunity to take part of that. And Ryan, what would you think yesterday? I know you're more up to speed with a lot of the more obscure stuff going on in Origins. I'll just get this out of the way. I think Origins is an incredible line of figures. And I know people laugh about me getting in and out of lines, but part of the reason I'm getting out, and this sounds kind of counterintuitive, is that I really can't afford to stay in this line as a completist. And I have a lot of issues not being a completist with an ongoing modern toy line. So I was already 10, 15 figures behind. They just revealed like 30 or 40.
Oh, you just gave up?
And I gave up.
Just like that?
Wow. Done.
Okay. Happy take notes.
So I wanted to go through some of this stuff because, you know, we're still going to cover the news. I mean, there's a lot of big reveals here and really cool stuff. So let's just kind of skim through some of this. And Ryan, you can highlight the stuff that you want to talk about. But I do want to ask the chat, where are you with Masters of the Universe? Are you in on Origins? Are you out? Are you, you know, where do you fall? Are you dabbling? I want to know. I think I know where Abby and Jake and I are.
I mean, I dabbled, but I boat sailed a long time ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Ryan, where are you on Origins? We'll start with you.
I'm just getting the characters I either loved when I was a kid, so it's like straight up nostalgic buy, or it's the characters I never had but always wanted.
Okay.
So it's not a huge ton of figures. I think there's only a few that I still am waiting for them to make. There's like a couple of them. But there was a couple things in here that I was like, I'm getting that. Cause it's just like, I was like, those are cool and they're new. And I was like, I'm going to get that. But this is like the Talon Fighter and Point Dread. This was talked about in nauseam on a lot of channels because it is cool. It's exciting. I don't think I have too much more to add. Other than I love it when they put add-ons to Castle Grayskull to make it bigger and cooler.
Sure, I get that. Okay, well let's kind of scroll through here. We'll look at some of these reveals and then we'll carry on. We've got the Snake Armor Serpent Claw Man at Arms, just a repaint, cool color scheme, really cool stuff. Eternian Guard Infiltrator. See, the thing is, there is a lot of reveals, but like these first couple are definitely like repaints. They reuse a lot of parts and stuff, but you can build out. Yeah, I mean, it's fine. I mean, this line has to be 60, 70, 80 figures deep at this point. Hey, look at this guy. Look at Sasqueeze. Is that how you say it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Or is it just squeeze. Is it just Squeeze? Hey, I might buy this. Just putting.
Hey, you can.
And you can do it.
Yeah.
Masterverse. Yeah. Well, I think there was some Masterverse reveals too. I don't know if we'll get to.
Yeah,
all of that,
there was some. There's. I'm actually going to get my first Masterverse.
Oh.
Because of what was really revealed.
That's a big moment for any young.
Yeah, kid. Dole's first Masterverse.
It's a big day. Hey, something I'll say about these toys is that, like, when I was a kid, I just never cared. There was no pull for me towards Masters of the Universe. I did not like the show. I didn't want the toys. I just never cared. And I still don't care about it. But these toys are some of the best looking toys I see on the shelves. They're so colorful. They're so original and creative looking. They're all so weird. It's like perfectly what you want out of a toy line. And it's... Mm-hmm. And part of me is glad that I don't know anything about them because I'm not collecting them. And it's like, I also don't have room for 80 fucking toys. But for a while, I did start buying these just because these toys look amazing. Look at that. That looks like an old Swamp Thing figure. These look amazing.
I pre-ordered this guy. I didn't snake care eyes. About him. I'm not big into the Snake Men at all when it comes to MOTU stuff. Not really big into it. But this dude reminds me of something you would see in a haunted house at a carnival in the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's these just are... like, mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead, Abby.
No, I was just going to say there. Well, what Jake was saying, like how you went through a period of collecting these toys, even though you didn't have an emotional attachment or nostalgia. I think that that's literally what Craig was going through, just to like a more intense degree. And I just wanted to say that I like that our house and our toy room can foster toy collections and then let go of them and let them move on to a better home. And then we welcome another collection.
I'm like that lady from Angels in the Outfield.
Yeah, it's really altruistic when you think about it.
I've got like some collections that are here temporarily.
Craig, do you make people fill out adoption forms when you sell your toys? Just to like,
yeah, I want to make sure they're going to take.
Make sure there's no pets in the house that they're not going to get chewed up and.
Yeah. Like I want to be. I'm like, okay, what are your other collections? Like, because I like, it'll get along well with, you know.
How big is your toy room? Can you show me? Is it fenced off? Or
another thing is like, especially during the pandemic, like I built that huge Masters of the Universe Classics collection. These toys are fun. They're retro. They're colorful. They're also really well designed. The paint jobs are good. The articulation's nice. They're affordable. There's a lot of reasons to get into this line, but it's what was happening was my Origins collection. I have these big like white display cases, and it was taking up like four full shelves, and it was just like it wasn't.
I can attest to that. It was like making the entire room like it was taking away from the.
Now, but I do love. I think what I'm gonna end up doing is. Back and getting some. No, you're good. I'm just gonna. There's a couple classics figures that I ended up moving on from that I really want to get again. Mostly the Masters of the Universe movie, the William Stout inspired movie figure from Super 7. I kind of want those back, so we'll see. What were you gonna say, Jake?
Well, I was just gonna say, like, how can you not, whatever we're looking at right now, this version of Skeletor? Why is he wearing a real Ghostbusters ghost on his back, companion ghost on his back?
Well, look
at the combination of colors I'm looking at, like this blue, purple, green. This is beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I might have made a mistake.
Violet.
I start getting upset. Like raffles off.
Hey, also, hey, this sounds so funny. When I was saying that out loud, when I said the green, I had a moment of panic where I thought maybe I forgot to pre-order that Headless Horseman figure. But I'm pretty sure I did pre-order it. But I was just like, oh, fuck, that's the same green as the Headless Horseman. Did I buy that?
We got a mini comic version of Manny Faces. We've got a Snake Man bundle. This is just good fun. I still want to go back, though, speaking of Masters of the Universe.
What the fuck are they? These are so dumb. I love them.
I still think it would be cool to collect the 89 He-Man line and get that Spaceship Attorney. Jacob's tickled by
these. Really are the dumbest. Look at how stupid these toys. Like, stupid. If they were in real life, possible. But great for toys, you know, it's so weird.
By the way, shout out to geekdadlife.com for providing us with this wonderful resource. We got a flocked Moss Man. Ooh,
I'll buy that.
Yeah, ooh. That's sexy.
He's flocked. Mm-hmm. Skeletor and Screech 2-pack. Not my Screech, but Screech nonetheless. Cool. And we'll just kind of keep scrolling through here, Ryan. If there's anything you want to highlight, anything else you pre-ordered?
Oh, this I pre-ordered the bird.
Oh, the Screech.
Screech.
Yep.
You got Screech.
Yeah, I had that as a kid too, and I was like, need it.
Rulers of the Sun 3-pack.
Aren't you giving that away?
No, that's a different one.
Okay.
But it's a companion piece to the Sun.
Yeah, those are cool.
In the other Rulers of the Sun. Okay. They revealed so many. Now, I saw people say, there was people who pre-ordered everything this morning, and they were saying it was upwards of $800 to pre-order everything.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, I didn't go that high. But I did get this Skeleton Warrior 2-pack.
That's cool. Look at that.
They're glow-in-the-dark skeletons.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want these?
You need that.
Yeah. You all need that. We all need these. Why isn't everyone buying them?
Young King Randor is really fun.
That's a cute figure.
This is so cute.
He looks like Jacob.
It doesn't look Jacob.
It kind of does.
Hey, you, Jacob, you have to buy this.
Okay, King Jacob.
I'm the Wiz.
I'm the Wiz. Nobody beats me. Hey, I love
King
that
the castle. King of the castle.
I love in Seinfeld, the Wiz. He gets weirder throughout the episode. Like, he loses his charm and just kind of becomes a really weird guy.
Yeah, there. Once he realized that he's from the commercial.
I love that walk he does. I'm the Wiz. All right. Moving right along. Snake Teela. Pretty cool.
That's cool, yeah.
Pretty cool.
Good colors. Mm-hmm.
Good, very colorful stuff here. Mm-hmm. Snake Trooper.
It's like Kermit the Frog.
Wait, hold on. It's a snake trooper. I was about to say, this looks so much more like a frog. It's just a snake's head on a human body. But
I like that.
But it's missing the like one defining characteristic of a snake is that it has a long... Do I love Masters of the Universe?
Yeah, I think Jacob is a big old fan.
We're gonna convince Jake to buy this.
I think he is too.
All right, here we go.
You better enter that raffle.
Here we go.
I better get in.
Slammerai.
That's such a cool name.
Oh, by the way, Ryan, you know what I saw at the store the other day, and I almost bought it. The Power Rangers Lightning Collection Daniel LaRusso figure.
Yeah.
It sucks, but I want it.
It's so stupid.
Okay. Moving on. That was all the Origins reveals. Okay. So, lots of stuff. Lots of cool stuff. Again, I don't think this line is at risk. You know, there was all the jokes about Toy Guru and stuff. I don't think the line is at risk of going away, but it does kind of feel like they might go more direct to consumer because it is becoming increasingly harder to find these in stores. Just ask Jake Stevens. He's not happy about it. Talked to him last week. I'm like, he's fine. He's fine. He'll shake it off. But again, lots of cool reveals. I go back and forth with this stuff. I do like having modern lines that I collect, but that's what I was telling Jake the other night on the phone, on the telephone. I said, if it was a He-Man line that had four or five waves and it was done and you could say I completed my collection, that would be one thing. But not being a diehard He-Man guy and knowing it's just going to be going on and on for the foreseeable future, I don't like the anxiety of feeling like I have to buy these figures. And I know I don't have to. Nobody's making me. But that's how I am with figure lines. I either want them all or I... don't want any of them. I don't know what that means. Abby, what does that mean?
You're very all or nothing. I don't know if that's great. I understand. I mean, I simply like understand for the space necessity of it so that you can appreciate other toys in the toy room.
Yeah.
I get that.
I'm excited about the toy show because like I said, I'm going to go over my list tonight. I'm very excited about that. Ryan, any final thoughts on these Origins?
Yeah. No. I think they're all cool.
There you go.
That's it.
Good job, everybody.
Good job. What's going on to the chat?
Where's the Masterverse stuff there, bud?
Do you want to see the Masterverse stuff?
Yeah, I want to show off Buzz Off. That's the one I pre-ordered.
All right, let me load him up on Geek Dad Life. Let's see here. Masterverse. Here we go. I haven't even looked at the Masterverse reveals. Okay. So this is all going to be news to me.
To you.
All right, here we go. We've got a deluxe Whiplash.
Cool.
Right. Now, this is what you want to talk about, Ryan? Buzz Off?
Yeah, this is the one that I pre-ordered because I was like, that's my dude.
You love him.
I love him.
Tell us why.
Because he's a bee.
He's a big, strong man that's also a bee.
He's
also a bee. And when I was a kid, this was like my dude. That's it. Buzz Off versus Skeletor. And in my head canon, all the time on Eternia, because I had one. So Buzz Off's my dude, so I had to get him.
Very cool. We've got a Clawful here. And listen, these
I, ooh, this I like that.
I like him.
Yeah, it's a cool feature. It's a cool hand.
He's got a great hand.
It's cool hand.
Oh, hey. Mm-hmm. So they did this Prince Adam based on Revelation. That's a pretty good looking figure. Like, they did a pretty good job on it.
Yeah.
Look, you see, they look did one with glitter.
What?
The other sword. There's two swords. There's one that's just like solid. Oh, there's another one that's semi-transparent with glitter in it.
I see.
That's great.
That's a nice little touch. Yeah.
Hey, I might buy this. He looks like he'd give you one of those kids. He could be one of those new kid Ghostbusters. All right, so moving right along. New Adventure Skeletor. Ooh, I like this, actually.
These are good-looking toys.
Yeah.
Here we go.
They're good-looking toys, for sure.
You should get back in.
Classic Merman.
I like Merman. Don't you have a Don't you have a pretty cool Merman one?
Like a 12 Mondo
scale
one?
Figures. Yeah, the Mondo Merman or...
No, you yelled at me because I didn't buy it.
Oh, right. Because you bought the dumb Man-at-Arms instead. And you left the coolest looking thing I'd ever seen. I remember.
That's funny. But in Jake's headcanon, I bought the Merman. We've got Faker.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And we've got Clamp Champ, which
very
is...
Cool.
Ooh.
That's yeah. Cool.
I just punted another those joke to Extreme. But it's funny. We got Clam Champ. We got Web Store.
Also very.
He's
cool.
A Web Store.
He's a Web Store.
It's where you go to buy our T-shirts.
Yeah, you can buy some Toy Anxiety shirts at the Web Store. And then there's the Deluxe Ram Man, which very cool figure. I love
The
this.
Juggernaut. That's a Juggernaut.
They got the Juggernaut.
Yeah.
Medieval Juggernaut.
Deluxe Slush Head.
Dr. Octopus.
Grizzlor.
Beast.
Chewbacca.
Let me just keep going.
Yeah, Beast.
Chewbacca. Okay.
Free mutation Beast.
We're doing free association here. This is fun. Horde Skeletor.
I don't know.
Oh.
Chamber. He's got no face.
Knight.
I was going to say.
Hey, hold on, though. That is a cool looking. That's a cool, that's a good looking toy.
That's great.
It's very nice.
Maybe I'll collect Masterverse instead. You think they'll do a Masterverse Eternia?
There's less of them.
So. Oh, man. So, yeah, lots of great reveal. Good day, good week to be a Masters of the Universe fan.
Yeah, if you like Motu, get some Magic Mind. That'll help clear your focus so you can get your pre-orders on time with Magic Mind.
There's the official new... there's a new Motu inspired Magic Mind figure. It's Mindor.
Oh, nice. Yeah. He's magic. He's a sorcerer.
He's a sorcerer.
And we're 10 away. We're at 183.
Let's stop talking about Magic Mind then.
Yeah.
We have 281 people watching.
We love that. Thank you guys for being here, man. That's a lot.
Thanks for hanging out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's lots of things to do on a Tuesday, but you're here. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are you guys Full okay? House
isn't on anymore.
A loving show.
Used to be on Tuesdays. Hey, let's talk about Star Wars real quick. There's some reveals today.
We have to.
I thought we quit.
No, we didn't quit.
You quit.
What do we got?
First of all, we've got...
Hey, hold on. I saw an Obi-Wan. I saw the Obi-Wan, like, 3-inch figure at my Target.
The retro one?
It's not retro. It's
vintage collection.
The vintage collection. It's so bad. It just doesn't look good. The sculpt looks really bad on it.
Okay.
No? Is it just me? Okay. Yeah, just let's move on, I guess.
It's not great. They're
fuck me, right?
No, you're right.
Time to change your title.
To be honest, I think there's a lot of issues with Star Wars toys. I think the likenesses are off a lot on human characters. Jake, my silence was agreement.
Okay. All right.
But I still bought
my appreciate silence it. Was I don't want to get into it.
Okay. Let's
chill.
If only. I would love to be a shill for Star Wars.
Sorry guys, I'm trying to get the right okay, so first off we've got this deluxe 2-pack, $44.95 in the United States. Luke Skywalker and Grogu.
Yeah.
From one of the great moments in Star Wars history. Abby, do you agree on that?
Okay.
I mean, I agree. I agree. It's the best fucking Star Wars episode of a TV show we've ever had.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Do you have something else?
No.
Or is it just a figure?
No. I like it. I'm giving it a zoom in.
Comes with a rock. Cool.
Now, I'll say the figure might not be the greatest.
Yeah. Thing. A rock as an accessory.
The moment was cool.
Sure.
I don't know. Somebody,
this picture is so funny.
Somebody in the chat I missed who said it, but somebody said, this figure looks like Luke needs a nap.
Yeah. Why are his eyes rolling in the back of his head?
That's an exhausted dude right there.
He looks like he's annoyed at Grogu. He's like, yes, I know your dad is a Mandalorian. I'm over it. I don't want to hear it anymore.
Yeah.
This, okay.
Can,
so I
commandos do this?
Ooh, frogs.
Why is it? And here's the same shot with a white background.
It was something off with his eyes. Something off with his eyes. But
yeah, it's a little, it's off, but
mm-hmm.
whatever.
This is fun. I'm having fun looking at this.
Yeah, I don't. It's just,
this is weird.
It's so weird.
Yeah, I don't know what.
Like, this
think.
Looks like something that should be in a kid's line, not a collector's line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyways,
what else we got?
There it is in white.
Here's the same image in white.
Here's Luke trying to train Grogu, and Grogu not paying attention at all.
That's funny.
Okay, so that's a figure that's happening.
That's a toy.
Okay. That's a toy that's there's like 1,000
pictures. How much is
of
this
it.
One? How much do you many, think that figure's gonna cost?
It's $45.
When's here. It come out?
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Well, the pre-order started today, so not for okay. a while.
And it's $45. For Luke Skywalker and a Grogu, that I could swallow that figure.
And a rock.
Nice, and a rock.
Why is there so many product images? Look at how many pictures.
Well, because, because they were really proud of something for once. They were like, there's whoa, so this is a home images. Run. Let's take a lot of pictures of it.
All right, Abby.
Yeah.
Book of Boba Fett, Cad Bane. A little better?
Let me zoom in on this.
Can you not? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I can zoom in. It's okay. Yeah,
that's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Sure,
it's representative of the Cad Bane on the on Book of Boba Fett.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm getting it.
Abby, you're being so withholding. I love know, it.
Yeah, it's no. I mean, it's all right. I've got my feelings about Star Wars.
What are they?
Well, we'll find and out you're on wearing Thursday.
You're wearing a Yoda shirt.
I like this shirt. I like the original trilogy. No, I'm still there.
Look at your background. What is happening?
Abby, are you a? Do you need some magic mind?
Do I need to check in? Yeah, I think I need some magic mind.
I mean, to me, this figure hits, you know, the number one thing you want out of a Star Wars toy, which is six shades of brown.
Yeah.
That's why I
it's
like
checking compared all the to... boxes to me.
And right. layers.
We were all just admiring the Motu figures, and that is a distinction between these and those.
All right. Well, I'm gonna
getting
buy
it.
I'm buying
it. I think it's a fine looking figure.
I love it.
Don't give a fuck, but it looks fine.
Ryan, is there a 3 3/4 Cad or Cobb Vanth yet?
Who knows?
Okay, let's move on.
I always put it this way: if I don't own it, they haven't made it.
Is that all the is that all the Star Wars?
That's all the Star Wars. That's all the Star Wars. All right, let's talk about something I don't care about. I think I'm out on Ultimates, Super 7 Disney Ultimates.
Oh,
you don't like the Rescuers Down Under?
Well,
if you freeze the frame, you see boobs.
I like The Rescuers. I think those movies are great. But it is weird to me that they're... What were the first couple of waves of Disney Ultimates? Weren't they random figures just like the other Ultimate waves? It's weird to me that now all of a sudden they're like, well, now each wave is one movie.
Right. I kind of like it the other way. Because the first it was like you get Pinocchio, Sorcerer, Disney...
Sorcerer Disney Mickey.
Mickey. Sorcerer Disney. Mickey. And then the other guy. The other guy. The guy with the crown from Robin Hood.
The lion.
King Richard?
The king. Yeah.
No, it's Prince John.
Prince John.
King Richard. That's Will Smith.
Whoops.
Hey.
I need magic mind.
Okay. I don't think this is going to maybe sound blasphemous. I've never seen The Rescuers. I've never seen it.
And you call yourself a Disney fan?
No.
Yeah.
I don't.
We no, had it taped over.
Disney Parks fan.
Yeah.
The difference. My question is, how big are these? Because I've seen the Mickey Mouse figure and it's too fucking tiny. So these must be smaller.
Yeah, how small
3 inches. It says right here, 3 inches
fuck
tall.
These. Get these out of my fucking face. $60 for a 3-inch toy is bullshit.
Wow.
But you get two of them. You get 2 3-inch dolls.
You get them both in there still.
And a leaf that really floats. Don't quote me on that. We'll see.
Hey guys, what's up? Ryan from Toy Anxiety here. Put this leaf in the water.
Put this leaf in the water. Watch these guys float. And when I put the firefly on it,
Brian Merchant says $85. Brian Merchant says $85.
But is it just this one set? You get all three of these for $85? That's the wave.
But you can't say all three because
that's not right.
Okay. You get these two in the dragonfly, right? That's what we're seeing right now is $85.
Right.
Wow.
And then the other ones are separate, I would guess.
All right. Well, I'm not getting these. Ryan, no, are you getting these?
No.
Oh, that's what you get. That's $85. That?
Wow.
That's 85 bucks, hey?
And are they real or just renders?
Like
an NFT?
Hey, Davey says now if they do Ultimate Rescue Rangers, I'll team them up with the rest. I would maybe buy Rescue Rangers figures.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I could see that.
I loved Rescue Rangers.
Yeah.
So the cool other part of the... Okay, I see.
Yeah, the other...
Okay,
I see. ...is by itself.
Oh, I don't know. Not my thing. But listen, if you're a Rescuers fan, then this
I think they're cute. Great. They're cute. They look good, but... Super They're Seven. We did a whole episode about Super Seven's issues, so I don't know.
They're no calico cute.
Chris Hernandez says, I'd be more interested in Rescuers Down Under, The Great Mouse Detective, or Goofy Movie Ultimates. Like, if they made a Powerline Ultimate, they would make bait. Yeah, I mean, I wonder if they just have pretty selective choice of what they can do.
Well, I've seen a lot of people say they wish that they were the Rescuers Down Under instead of the Rescuers.
Yeah, that's what I initially said when I saw that.
I think most people... the better movie
that has the albatross.
Wait a minute, what's Fievel Goes West? Is that related to any of this?
No, that's a different
that's Fievel. That's Fievel Goes West.
Yeah.
And then there are two movies called The Rescuers,
okay,
and The Rescuers Down Under.
Okay,
two films.
And then there's Fievel, there's American Tail, and the sequel Fievel Goes West.
Uh-huh. Are those Disney though?
No, those are Don Bluth Studios.
Can I just say congratulations?
Is the same one that did Space Ace and Dragon's Lair.
Okay.
And Rockadoodle, which is a very underrated animated movie, I might add.
Rockadoodle's good.
Yeah. Mm. We've surpassed our likes, so congratulations to everyone. Yeah.
Secret of Nim.
Very
Mim,
cool.
Right?
Oh, that's a good movie.
That's
a
great movie.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Flash says, I want Land Before Time Ultimates. I'd be all in for that.
Yeah.
I want Hammond Collection Land Before Time.
Well, I don't want Hammond Collection anything.
Why Hammond Collection? Such a bad name. The Hammond Collection. Ooh.
Steamed Ham Collection.
It'll be on.
Aurora Borealis in your kitchen at this time of year. Sorry.
What?
I don't know.
I'm just glad everyone knows a lot. Sometimes I'm like, I go through my life.
What? Okay, go. Finish your sentence.
I just feel like, I was like, literally everybody here knows so much more about the topic we're talking about than me.
That's why we love you, Chris.
Yeah, you facilitate.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Somebody brought this up in the chat, and I'm glad they did because I wanted to talk about it because this might be something I get. Did you guys see this?
Yeah, sure did.
Mezco, 5 points. Scooby-Doo.
Yep.
Box set.
I know Hal Clay's going to be getting this.
This is Hal Clay.
Yeah.
This is him.
Hal Clay's going to get the Hal Clay figure from his Indiana Jones figure and just put it in the set.
Yeah.
So it's like 160 bucks. They've done similar stuff with like Batcave and stuff. So I think these are really fun. Like I like Scooby-Doo because I like anything that's, I consider it like Ghostbusters adjacent, like a fun group of people hunting ghosts and kind of not knowing what they're doing. That's always a fun setup for me.
But really, all they're doing is calling out society's flaws.
It's true.
And eating a lot of food.
There's not even any ghosts.
I'm here for that.
Holding the mirror up to society.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh, who's behind this mask? Oh, it's capitalist pig Joe.
And like,
he's trying to take women's rights away by controlling their uterus. Let's get him, gang.
Loved that episode.
Anyways, so these are great. Comes with some cool ghouls and goblins, but all revealed to be human beings, as Ryan just pointed out.
Yeah.
Whoa, this last guy looks like Mo Rocca. Anyways, little place. I think this is cool. I don't know if I'll buy it, but I think it's like a cool display piece.
Yeah,
good in the collection. So.
I like it a lot.
Scooby-Doo is too political for me.
Hey, I love Scooby-Doo, especially Scooby-Doo meets Batman and Robin. Holy shit.
Oh, man, dude. And when Scooby-Doo meets WWE and they fight with John Cena. The
best. How much is this?
It is $160.
I mean, that seems like a pretty good price for 9 figures out of playset.
I think it's pretty good. Yeah. I mean, when you're paying...
And Mezco does good stuff.
They do great stuff. And when you're paying $20 for vintage collection figures of the same size, there you go.
There you go. There's your justification.
Randall says, wasn't there a much cheaper line of Scooby-Doo figures with Mystery Machine playsets, Blue Falcon release? Yeah, there was. I remember seeing...
For the movie, right?
Well,
Scoob?
For Scoob, but then a couple... I remember seeing them on clearance at Toys R Us. Like, there was a whole line of Scooby-Doo figures with like a haunted playset and everything.
You didn't get them, Mr. Jason?
God, fuck.
He did, but he sold them.
What the fuck? What did I say to Ryan? I was on the phone with you the other day and I was passionately talking about something I was excited about. Ryan started giving, I was like, whoa, do you remember what it was? It was so funny. I was like, God, why can't I just say something without you being dull about it?
Well, yeah. I think I've said this before to Craig that one of my favorite things about Ryan is that the Ryan that's like antagonistic on the show, he's like that even when you're just trying to have a one-on-one conversation with him. There was one time we were in our chat and I was like, hey, Ryan, we're not live. We're just, this is a group of just friends.
Easy.
You don't have to say, you don't have to be like that. And yeah, and I like that.
Giving
about
people
you.
Shit for no reason.
Yeah.
He carries it IRL.
Like, he's over it. He's just like, okay, can you just stop so we can talk like adults, please?
Dude, you live in the gimmick, dude.
Craig's like, hey, I'm trying to be serious. I got something I really want to tell you. Can you stop so we can talk about toys like adults?
Yeah.
Ryan,
do you remember partying in the background?
Do you remember what it was the other day? Because you laughed so hard. I can't remember.
Oh, fuck, dude. We say some of the dumbest shit on our phone calls. I can't remember. I can't remember.
Yeah. I mean, usually our phone calls is that this is how a normal call, middle of the day, and I do this to all my friends, call Ryan. He goes, yo. And I go, dude, what's up? How's work? And he goes, dude, I'm fucking busy. And I go, okay, cool. I was just thinking about something. You need to go on a date with Daisy Ridley.
That's not what you say.
That's not what I say, but that's the edited version.
I'll tell everyone on Extreme.
And Ryan will go, dude, I've been thinking about it all morning.
Yes, dude.
And then I go, okay, I gotta go, bye.
Yeah.
It's like the best pick-me-up call.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's usually it.
Yeah. And by the way, that anecdote was brought to you by Magic Mike.
Oh,
a different one.
Electric Boogaloo.
When you want to unwind and you go for the grind, Magic Mike.
I think that's all the news, guys. There it was kind of a slower news week. So
it's okay. It's an hour.
Yeah, we did good. We got our likes. We got in. We got out. Yeah. We said stuff.
Let's do a giveaway or something.
See, that's a date.
For a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. We get in. We get out. Talk. We're good.
So listen, what we're gonna do is we're gonna get to sad comments, and then we'll do our giveaway. And then we'll have extreme toy anxiety after that. I'm going to put my link to my attorney, Raphael.
Your attorney, Raphael.
Hey, I just got one of those little eBay notifications.
Yeah.
One of my, I do this other show called YHS on Monster Island with Jay Key.
Oh, yeah.
And at the end of the year, we do an episode where we put kind of like we've done here and what YHS has done before. We do a top 10, what we want for next year or something.
Right. Like a wish list.
One of my top 10 wish list figures in the packaging just popped up on eBay.
Ooh.
And it's got a buy it now price, but I got a toy show this weekend.
What's the figure?
It is a Trendmasters Megalon figure. Trendmasters, did American Godzilla toys in the 90s, mm-hmm. and they made them look, they did what, Americans do and gave them all muscles and made them look kind of silly.
Yeah.
Megalon, which is one of my top three favorite, Godzilla kaiju, was a more rare figure. They didn't make as many. It was towards the end of the line, the whole spiel.
Yep. Is it this guy?
Mm-hmm.
That's that him. It? That's Megalon. There's one in the box right here, just popped up.
Get it?
Wow, dude, that's a tight coloring scheme.
It's a little expensive, but
okay. Then guess what? You're gonna find it this weekend.
I mean, no, I won't.
You're gonna see Dan reaching for it. You're gonna stop that Pixel Dan.
Well, I'll wrestle him. For
I want to see that.
Oh, I would love to see that.
I'll powerbomb him through a table.
Tag me in.
All right, guys. I just put the link for tonight's giveaway. Don't forget that you can win the Masters of the Universe Sunman 3-pack as well as one entry into the Eternia raffle. By the way, anybody who's entered the Eternia raffle, we did have a good amount of signups. I will...
Not 100, clearly, because he's still asking.
Well, I wonder... I just saw the Eternia raffle drop up 30, and I wonder if people think that's the giveaway. So if you filled out the form for the Eternia raffle, it's $10.
Check again.
You're gonna get a request from me. All right.
Yeah, one of them costs money.
But one of them's free. Okay. Should we get to sad comments?
Oh yeah.
Yes, please.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Cool. So if you're not familiar with sad comments, it is a little ditty we do every week where we scour the internet for the latest commentary on toys and action figures. And we give a voice to the voiceless. Now, Jake, did you find some this week?
I got a few, yeah. I got three.
Ryan, do you have any?
I got one. I have the glad comment that turns into a sad comment.
All right. Yeah.
Abby, do you have anything this week?
No.
Not this week. Okay. All right, well, Jacob, we'll start with you. We'll do our first sad. Where's this first sad comment coming from?
It's on the reveal of the two Star Wars figures.
All right. First sad comment, Star Wars coming at you right now. Here we go.
Hey, remember when Hasbro gave a shit about the Star Wars? Two whole figures that will be released years after the show. Star Wars team have been slowly chipping away at the joy of collecting Star Wars from Hasbro, and it will be the line's ultimate demise. Hasbro, just sell the license to a toy company that actually cares. You're down in the market. You're a sinking ship. But what do you expect when you put corporate shills who don't really care about Star Wars in charge of an evergreen license? Sell it.
sell the Star Wars license. You obviously don't know what you're doing.
Wow.
Damn.
He sounds like he's got real insight. He's
powerful words.
He said the market's down. That means something.
Those are some words people use.
He sounds like he knows what he's saying.
Yeah, market's
down, he said.
Probably has an E-Trade account.
He got that info somewhere.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. Thank you for that. Ryan, you have something special. You have a what now, what is this?
I got this one out of the Geek Dad Life Discord. I believe Geek Dad himself dropped this screen cap from the comments of his own reveal video. And it made me laugh that I was like, I need to read this. The world needs to know.
All right. So it's a glad comment. Will I know when it switches?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll let you know.
All right. Well, let's start out with a glad comment.
Give him a sign.
Yeah, I'll do this.
It's a sign. All right. Here we go.
Going out of business. Ghostbusters.
Wow. All right.
God, we love Ghostbusters here. We love it so much. Too bad Ghost Corps hates toys. We probably get some Ghostbusters too.
All right, here we go.
I'm perplexed how some YouTube channels have more subs than you. GDL nailed this launch best. It made me laugh as always. Keep it up, you guys. I enjoy your channel immensely. Geek Dad replies, thank you for the kind words. Reply. Because these guys laugh too much and it gets annoying.
Oh my god.
Holy shit. That is fucking funny.
Well, he's saying that Geek Dad laughs too much.
Yeah, they say they like John and Jay laugh too much. Because they were like having like the best morning of their lives.
I hate when the people I watch are having fun.
Too much fun. Yeah, don't watch us then.
Yeah, we laugh at our own jokes all the time. Oh, that's what we do.
There's I'm definitely incapable of laughing. Mm-hmm. So it hurts me when I see others doing it too.
Wrestling promo time here. Oh, let me find my music. Let's see here. Here we go.
Listen. I take toys as serious as a heart attack, and I've had three of those. So when I see these so-called YouTubers talking about something serious, like Masters of the Universe, and they have the audacity, the gall, the gumption.
I think I might have used gumption the wrong way, but let's just keep going.
Well, we wouldn't have noticed it if you wouldn't have pointed it out.
To laugh?
No, I think you used it right.
Thanks. To smile? To smirk? When they're dropping $800 in pre-orders, including exclusives, I don't think there's anything funny. I don't think there's anything to laugh about. In fact, I am insulted by Jay and John. In fact, the only emotion either one of them should be expressing is anger, because that's what collecting toys is all about. It's about being mad and telling people what you think about them. I'm done. It's over. It's over. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
You did good.
Well done.
You sold that pay-per-view, Craig.
I did give that segment about a 2 out of 20. Yeah, all right.
I give it a Dave Meltzer 4.5.
So. Thank you. Yeah. I see so-called YouTubers. That's kind of funny. That's something you'll
feedback.
See. You'll see that in comments a lot. People who are not smart will say so-called, and then they will tell them exactly what they are. Like, these so-called marketing representatives.
Hey, that's actually a good name for a YouTube channel. So-called YouTubers.
That's funny. Yeah. Jake, you got another one?
Yeah, I got one. This one's for Ryan.
Ooh.
Oh.
Ryan.
Is it one of my comments?
No, but I just think you'll.
Because that would have been awesome.
I just think you'll appreciate it.
No Madeline Pryor.
All right, here we go. So, Vicky Vale has to walk to the Bat Cave by herself because it's a one-seater cockpit?
I did a whole episode about that on Gotham City Tonight.
That's such a nice guy comment. I love it.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh. Yeah. Sorry, I'm a nice guy who likes to give my dates rides back to my cave, not make them walk the streets of Gotham.
Hope the trunk opens because that's where you're going. Oh, that was a Craig joke.
Okay, Jacob, you have one more?
I got one more from the same post.
All right. Let me go ahead and put the giveaway, the regular giveaway.
Put it in there, dude.
One more time, and then we're going to get to that right after this. We're going to do a little bit of a race. Abby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who's going to win tonight?
Who do I think's going to win? A Bacon McShig.
Oh, you're calling out.
Oh, you're calling actual name.
The full name.
Yeah, I've just got a good feeling.
I was going to say Godzilla.
I'm reading the cards.
There you go. All right. Last one. Sad comments. Jacob, where's this one coming from?
Same place. Batmobile.
Mm. All the way from Gotham City. McFarland Batmobile. Mm-hmm. Sold out, by the way, for now.
Look at all of you acting like this thing is amazing. It looks like a child's toy from the kiddies section back in the day. He can't even get a figure in it. The shit articulation won't hold a seated position. You'll all be crying when his head touches the top of the cockpit.
Oh my.
Well, I mean, that's where we found all our toys, to be fair, in this so-called kitty section.
This toy looks like a toy.
That looks like a toy. What an idiot. Yeah, it is a toy. It's like $60. It's just a fucking toy. God damn it. That was great. Thank you guys for sharing those.
Yeah,
thank
you.
That was good. By the way, if you ever find a sad comment in the wild and you want to let us know, you can always find us on our social media channels at YHS Podcast. Abby, will you let everybody... It's been a while.
Yeah.
Since we've plugged group therapy.
We have it. It's a great place to hang out still if you're on Facebook or if you just want to get back on Facebook. Do it just to join group therapy. It's Yes Have Some Podcast Group Therapy. You can search for it on Facebook. And we have a really great community where we keep things tight, no memes, mostly talk about the show and collectibles and things of that nature. You can post pictures of your toy hauls and get feedback from people. And it's fantastic. So please join.
Sorry. Did you guys hear?
There's a cat doing
something. Our cat is just sneezing back there. Sounds like me.
Don't hear it. You guys are in the clear. Your so-called cat.
There's a so-called cat sneezing behind me.
And I do want to plug one more thing, and then we'll get to the giveaway.
Magic Mind.
No, stop it.
Oh.
That's done.
That's over. Mm. Our other channel, YHS Podcast, where we do our movies and TV and Star Wars and everything else, starting this week, every other Thursday, you can join YHS Live for Ghostbusters Radio Live. That's right. We are ramping up. Production has started on Ghostbusters Firehouse, and we are going to create a destination for Ghostbusters toys, talk, but primarily
toys.
Stop it. We're talking. How many times do I have to say stop it or right? We're going to be talking about the movie, the rumors, the speculation. We're going to have, you know, trailers eventually. We're going to be talking about all the casting news that will surely be coming down the pipe.
The build up.
It's called Hell's Kitchen.
It's not called Hell's Kitchen. You can find us at youtube.com/@YHS Podcast. If you have not subscribed to that channel, go ahead and get over there and join us this Thursday night for the first edition of that.
Mm-hmm.
We want to build out that community over there as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a Batman show. Come check it out.
Thursdays. Plug it away while I set up this giveaway.
Hey, Wednesday nights, I do Gotham City tonight. It's usually just me right now until Lexi gets her just her house sorted. So hopefully she should be back any week, I'm hoping. Anyways, it's usually just me now, just talking about Batman movies, talking about Batman toys, doing Batman unboxings tomorrow. I'll probably open these Marvel retros tomorrow too, and gonna chat with the chat about all the McFarlane news and let the chat have a voice. And we're just gonna talk about all the reveals and all the stuff coming out. And I'm almost at 1,000 subscribers, but once we hit 1,000 subscribers, I got prizes for that as well for anyone who subscribes. So please check that out. Please check Sweet. It out.
Hell yeah.
It's amazing. Hey guys, big news. We have almost 100 people in our monster race tonight.
Wow.
Nice.
Whoa. Look at that. All right. Whoa. So as always, if you are the winner, you will want to reach out to us at YHS Podcast on Twitter or Instagram with your shipping address so we can send you the prize. Anybody who's won prizes over the last couple of weeks, everything has been shipped. So keep an eye out if you've not received it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, are y'all ready to
let's do it.
Get this
let's
race on. All right, here we go. Abby's already
Bacon McShig.
Abby, we should all root for somebody.
Also, real quick, super chat for Ryan. Here's a co-host for
there.
You.
Oh, you gotta, okay. I'm going to vote for, let's see. I think I think Davey's going to win, honestly. I do.
Okay.
So there you go.
Oh, it's a good. It's a good.
Oh, good wow. Production.
I think here we go.
I'm going to choose Mr. Mark. Hank.
Get set. Go.
Pow, pow, pow. Hank. Go, monkey.
What city is this?
Ooh. Oh. What sprawling metropolis
like Oklahoma.
Right? Yeah. It's Hapeville, folks.
All right. Zombies.
Alabama. This is where Bama Geeks is. If you go by there, you'll see Brock's house.
Wow, we got quite a race here, folks.
Zombie Seagulls.
Oh, Easy E coming up. Didn't see that.
Whoa, was from beyond. Easy E?
I do.
Yeah.
All right, 20 seconds left.
Napster.
You know, we always know it's always a come from behind win.
So yeah, anybody... somebody's coming. Here we go. Is Godzilla going to finally win?
Coming.
Andros, 922.
Oh. Whoa.
Nolan.
Whoa.
Chad Stewart. Randall. McFly. Brian Merchant.
Up. Brian.
Oh, Brian.
Everyone.
Whoa. Brian.
Oh, no, he's coming to...
Oh.
Chris.
Oh.
Chris. Hawtree. Whoa.
Nice.
Look how tired
he's out of breath. Look at him. Pants.
Oh, get that T-Rex and water.
Chris Daughtry.
Gatorade.
Very cool.
There
congratulations,
you go.
Chris.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, if you're here, congratulations. If you're seeing this later, DM us at YHS Podcast. There's some people saying, I don't see my name. How can you see anything? There's 1,000 people. 100 there. People
yeah, we can't there. Even see names. We don't know who's yes. in this until they win.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun, man. Thank you everybody for entering. We appreciate you being here. Mm-hmm. Let's round table final thoughts and then we'll get over to Extreme Toy Anxiety. You have to be part of the Patreon to join on that. It has been posted in the Patreon as well as on the Discord. Abigail, final thoughts on tonight.
I love Star Wars. I don't want people thinking I don't like it. I'm just going through a little period. Hell, I'm watching the last season of Rebels right now and I'm enjoying the fuck out of that. So that's nice. I love talking with the three of you gentlemen every Tuesday. So thank you so much for always joining up. And for everyone who's in the chat, y'all mean so much to me. I was really sad not being here last week. So thank you for showing up and for playing and participating. Hey, I really appreciate it.
Thank you. The Matt Box says, I saw my wife's name and now I'm mad at her for not winning.
Yeah.
Creating domestic incidents.
Wow.
That's what we do.
She's going to have a fight.
Honey, you embarrassed me on Toy Anxiety.
How dare you show up and not win?
Get out of my house.
Ryan, final thoughts?
Yeah, thanks for being here on this so-called YouTube show.
Yeah.
It was great hanging out. Hope to see a bunch of you tomorrow, and I hope to see a bunch of you in 5 minutes on Extreme.
Where I'm going to cover my hunting list for tonight.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Yeah,
for that.
We celebrate Jacob's birthday.
Yep, it's yes. my birthday tonight.
Oh,
it's Jacob's birthday.
Thank you. Thank you. Yep.
a month ago.
March 23rd.
Still going on.
Literally, almost a month ago.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, we'll see everybody at Extreme. For Jacob Walsh, Ryan Dole, Abigail Gardner.
Gardner. Oh, Gardner? Wow. You're getting that wrong? Splash underscore
Craig,
mommy.
Take a nap. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
We'll see everybody in a couple minutes. We love you.
Take a quick nap.
Here we go. I took a nap today. Here's music. A
lot of good bets.
Fun begins. This is where the fun. This is where the fun. This is where the fun begins.
This might be a bad
begins.
Time to say something.
Magic time?
Who's the big guy with the muscles?